and buying time, killing people that's in line. Lower class and social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rain, they burn the kids. No one makes gun, trees, lie to your face. Social side, they don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. See the shit, force a pair, fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids. No more things, turn trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV. I'm your host, Ron Stevens, and will be for the next hour. And today is the 4th of October, 2016. And I don't pay much attention to holidays and that, but I guess the 9th up here in Canada is this Sunday coming is going to be Thanksgiving. So grab a turkey. Grab a family, sit down, and have a good meal. Anyways, where are we going to start this tonight? I think we'll start it right here. I like this because this is about rocking the boat. And that's what we got to do. We got to start getting in the faces of these clowns that call themselves our government, which, of course, we all know by now they're not. This is a story. This says it was published September 13th. Maybe some of you heard about it before. Amy Hedick addresses the Ellis County, Texas Commissioner's Court in regards to a proposed $70,000 salary increase for the county judge. The resolution passed unanimously, and Judge Carol Bush, I don't know if she's related or what, but Carol Bush will now make more than the governor. So this lady, Amy, went to the meeting, and she had her 3 minutes to speak, so she spoke. And one of the things she spoke about was John Adams. And she spoke about how these councils and that work. And again, they got us in the child position. Right? Who are these clowns that tell us we can have 3 minutes? Who are these clowns that tell us that they're not to ask questions after you do your spiel? It's they got us in well, in grade school. We're not in high school. We're in grade school somewhere. But anyway, she brought up this thing from John Adams, and it says, "Be not intimidated, nor suffer yourselves to be wielded out of your liberties by any pretense of politeness, delicacy, or decency. These, as they are often used, are but three different names for hypocrisy, chicanery, and cowardice." Now, there's a lot of people sitting on city, town councils across all nations who know something bad's going on. But they're cowards. They can't speak up. And then you have those who know what's going on, the hypocrites and those involved in chicanery. So she did her spiel. I'm going to put this in the chat, I guess. And if you're just listening, the title of this is Go Fuck Yourself, Judge, is the name of it. It's spelt, F is spelt F asterisk CK, yourself, Judge. But it's pretty amazing because this is a woman talk, and I keep saying, where's the men? You know, where the hell are the men? There's a few good ones out there, but a lot of the cage rattling or the boat rocking I see is being done by women. And this is a woman. And this woman says what she means and means what she says. And she's not the least bit concerned about politeness or delicacy or decency. We have got to start saying what needs to get said, period. And we got to call them out. We got to get in their faces. You know, they go, I phoned a government agency, you know, and they go, well, I'm feeling uncomfortable, they'll say to me when I'm trying to ask them a legitimate question. You're feeling uncomfortable. Well, go find another job. You know, or I'm starting to feel offended. Really? Really? You want me to come wipe the tear out of your eye? You know, well, this has got to stop. And this, they have done this on purpose. This offended nonsense and this feel threatened nonsense and all of that. You know, if you talk to me like that, what did I do? I asked you a question. Now, either answer the question or go find me somebody else can answer the question. Don't start this nonsense with me. Well, I feel threatened or offended, and I'm going to hang up. You raise your voice to me. Well, I didn't raise it that loud, right? And I don't know how I could raise it that loud, because if I'm talking on a headset, it automatically levels my tone out. Sometimes when I'm doing a show, I get pretty loud. And my wife sometimes has to cuff me on the back of the head, you know, and remind me that it doesn't matter how loud I yell, it's not going to come across because it's got a self-leveler on it. And sometimes I've really got on a rant, and I'll don't listen to very many of my shows, but sometimes if I think, wow, I'll go to listen to a bit of it thinking, Jesus, that's got to be shaking the speakers. But it doesn't, because it's got a self-leveler. So I'm talking to them on the headset, and, you raise your voice to me. Well, I couldn't have raised too much, again, because it got a self-leveler on it. Anyways, I'm going to stick this in here because it's a good piece. And the same guy, I don't know who this guy is, Brett Sanders, he does some videos and that. So after I saw this video, you trip over this stuff. I wasn't really looking for it. In fact, I absolutely wasn't looking for it. I was looking for something else. But I was so glad when I found it, because when I looked up chicanery and hypocrisy, I found the term I've really been looking for a long time. Now, it took me a long time to find out what legal was attached to. If you look up loyal, you'll find the word legal, because legal has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with law. It is the antithesis of law. It's the opposite of law. Legal is the opposite of law. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So, chicanery, mean or unfair artifice to perplex a cause and obscure the truth. Sharp practice. Then we have a bunch of words. Chicanery, the use of tricks to deceive someone, usually to extract money from them. And that has got to do with the legal system, because the legal system is forever. The legislatures, that's the only purpose, really, legislatures, is to put through law, their company law, their corporate law, color of, force of law, but not law, and usually to extract money from them. Well, if you look at everything that goes through your legislatures that's turned into law, you will always find that they are usually sold on the idea of safety or human rights, and we'll get to human in a while too, is that it's put into place to create another revenue stream. Now, artful, that's got to do with the law, okay? As in artful dodger. I mean, these are pickpockets by trade is really what they are. But there's all kinds of words in here, you know, that use cheating, collusion, connivory, conspiracy, contrivance, trick, deceit, deception, all kinds of words in here. And that's exactly what they do at your local council and everywhere up from there, okay? Because they're all pushing the UN agenda. Now, every city, there's not a city manager or a CAO that doesn't know and is trained to implement the UN agendas. That's their job. That's what they do. Of course, they're not elected, nor is the clerk, but they run the show. These counselors are nothing more than little window dressings, if you will. It's all done. You know, we're going to build a bike path. We need a bike path. Okay. But why is everybody building a bike path? We need light transit. Why is everybody building light transit? Why is everybody doing the same thing at the same time all the time? Because the agendas, the templates are sent to the city managers and the CAOs and told to implement it. And that's why everybody's doing the same thing at the same damn time. And then they smile at you and they'll have some people in town. Oh, you know, we need a dog park or we need this or that. Always the same crap, man. So it's absolutely obscuring the truth. For sure. But through this, I came across the term law breaking. Okay, or a law breaker. Let's see, law breaker. One who disobeys the law, someone who violates the law. Law offender, violator. Well, if you look up lawful or unlawful, what you end up with is you end up with the definition of legal, really. Okay, that's when you look up unlawful or lawful. They're always talking in legal terms, which again is not law. But when you look up lawbreaker, this is in Webster's dictionary, when you look up lawbreaker, and the other dictionary online, the legal online dictionary, when you put in lawful, it says specifically in there that legal is the antithesis of law, meaning that legal is not it's not just, it's not moral, and it's not equity. But law is. Well, the legal system doesn't deal in equity and is definitely not just. And it most definitely is not moral. So again, it's the opposite of law. So when you look up lawbreaker, I think that's actually how I ran. I was doing something last night and I ran into this. And I went cha-ching. If you look under the words below lawbreaker, it says Judas, bad person, betrayer, deceiver, double dealer, evildoer, felon, it goes on, malfeasor, misfeasor, traitor, thief, swindler, transgressor, villain, and sinner. Now, when we push on sinner, one who has sinned, especially one who has sinned without repenting, hence a persistent and incorrigible transgressor, one condemned by the law of God. And that's the difference between legal and law. And I don't care if you're religious. I'm not religious. Could care less. I don't go to church. I left the church a long time ago when I figured out the preachers were deceivers. But how many times have you heard an oath from someone that was elected, or a cop, so help me God? I know up here in Canada, that Elizabeth took the oath to God, not to the legal system. And I've said it before, it goes back to the divine right of kings or queens, and that the only way they had authority was to stay within the law of the oath they took. And it's specifically there, do not add to or take away from my law. God has no respect for persons. You're to have no respect for persons, because persons are dead, fictional entities. And we're not supposed to deal with the dead. The legal system is of the dead. So the legal system is not law. Now we go back to violate. What's a violator? A debaucher, a ravisher, a breach, a break, go against, law offender, and so on and so forth. We go to breach. We find breaking, let's see, this is interesting. Wait, is that the right one? Anyways, it's a... okay, breach of faith, breaking or a failure to keep an expressed or implied promise, betrayal of confidence or trust, breach of peace, yada yada, breach of privilege, failure to perform some promised act or obligation. And that's what they've done. And a breach of trust is treason. That's what it is by definition. It's treason. And we've been so badly conned, it's ridiculous. We've been so badly conned. What's law breaking? Or same thing, I guess. But if you look through, I mean, if you just go to the King James, or not King James, but you go to the Webster Dictionary and put in lawbreaking or lawbreaker, you will find that when you go through these things, you end up with occult, Satan, devil, so on and so forth. That's what the legal system is, okay? That's exactly what the legal system is. I mean, a young lawyer is said to be deviling. And we've been suckered big time. We've had our freedoms taken from us. And it's always sold to us as safety or best for the community or whatnot. The law is so simple, it hurts. If you ain't harmed somebody, then you broke no law. Those who take away for your rights and say, this is your rights, those are the lawbreakers. They are the outlaws. And when you vote, you're voting for an outlaw. But you don't vote because you're the agent for the dead fiction. And that really sucks. Now, I'm going to stick this... I loved this, what this lady did. I mean, it was so simple. She just stood up there And here's someone who's supposed to be respected because it's a judge. And she just stood there when she was done her thing and said, you know, basically going by what Adam said, that she, you know, was necessary to tell the judge to go fuck herself. Because to say anything else would be wrong. Then she would have not done her job. So I stick this in the chat here, and I got another one here that I really same guy. I watched some of the other videos, not that good, but this other one's pretty good too. You know, you got all this nonsense about cell phones, okay? And it's, you know, there's a couple of accidents, somebody playing with a cell phone and runs into a transporter, gets splattered or whatever. You can't help stupid, okay? You can't help stupid. Now, all the tickets that they hand out, the odds on them getting the one stupid one who doesn't have the capacity to operate two things at once, a gazillion tickets are going to be handed out in the process. So this same guy, this Brett Sanders guy, he's got a pretty good sense of humor. He went and he was, you know, he does a little bit of intro here, but, you know, it shows him watching TV and stuff, and it's the first day of school, so the roads are going to be slow and so on and so forth. The cops will be out running around. So he actually doesn't have a bad sense of humor. He's got a mug here, enemy of the state. So he's watching a little bit of TV here for a minute. Then he goes downstairs and gets out the power tools. Gets himself a piece of wood, and he draws a line around his cell phone onto the piece of wood, of which he cuts out of the piece of wood. So he's got a block of wood now the size of a cell phone. So he cleans her up, sands her down a little bit, gets out the spray paint, spray paints her black, like a cell phone. And then He goes to work, and he writes a little thing on the cell phone. So it looks like a cell phone, but what he writes on the cell phone is, fuck your law. So now he's driving through the school zone with his block of wood up to his ear till he picks up a cop. So the cop pulls him over, walks up to the window and said, you know, I pulled you over because I seen you with a cell phone. The guy doesn't say anything. He just pulls a cell phone from his ear, points it at the cop, and it says, fuck your law. Do we have a problem? The cop goes, no, I just thought you had a cell phone. But then it gets funnier because he puts that little clip in there from George Bush. Right, fool me once, that was the thing he screwed up big time because he got IQ of a walnut. So later on in the video, it's a 5-minute video, later on, he gets pulled over again by the same cop. So he pulls into a parking lot or a mall or whatever, and a cop comes up to him and says, you know, like, it looks like you got a cell phone, and he just puts fuck your law in his face again, and he says, I know, just checking, right? And this is what I'm talking about, getting in their faces. Have some fun with it, you know? Instead of saying they're doing this to us, doing that, go to the local council and say your piece. But for God's sakes, do not be intimidated. Say what you mean what you say. You're only going to get 3 to 5 minutes to do it. So make it good. Lay some reality in their lap. And that's what we haven't been doing enough of. I remember when I was fighting windmills. I mean, when I end up at these big windmill meetings and everybody's just loving green energy, and they see me come walking and they go, oh, shit, right? And we ran a lot of these guys out of council meetings. We ran them out of presentations. Just didn't have to get too ugly with them. You just don't be intimidated by them. And when you know the truth, you speak the truth. Because the truth is what? The truth is the law. These guys don't deal in law. That's why they're always lying to you. It's the opposite of law. And we need to pick up the pace a little bit. But anyways, I'll put this one in here too. I got a kick out of this one. You know, look on the cops. Oh, did I not get the right one? What the what? Just a second here. That looks like the same one. Why is that not copying? Let me try that again. Why? It just keeps coming up the same. Well, that's weird. Speaking of weird, my computer, I don't know if people are having fun with me or what the deal is here, but I didn't lose them during the history, but they wouldn't come back up, which is a pain. Because some of these tabs I refer to quite often, and they've been sitting there on my tab bar for months. And I just keep them there because I cross-check things with them and that, and they wouldn't come up. Then my good old Facebook account wasn't working. And so just a royal pain in the butt. So I don't know if somebody's messing with this computer. Don't care if they are. I'm going to try this one more time now. I just copied the link. And I'm thinking, just a second here. Thinking, it says that's the right one. Let's see if it comes up. Put up the same one again. What the hell? Let me see what I got here. Oh, no, it's okay. It's that one. It's got the picture of the other one. So, let's see. Yeah, okay. I just plugged it in there three times. All right. Well, anyways, the last three I stuck in there are all the same. So, sorry about that. But how do I get rid of this thing? Okay, can't get rid of that. Okay, anyways, that's a little bit of stuff out of the States. Now, over here in Canada, here we go. What happened in Canada, and I understand there's a show out of Orlando, Florida or something, something similar. Now, this here is called Kim's Convenience. And a story about a Korean family who owns a store. And breaking new ground, it says Kim's Convenience to be Canada's first sitcom led by Asians. Now, this was a play that was running around. I never heard of it before, but it was a play. And so you have all of your university types, your artsy people who apparently are brain dead and don't understand what they're even dealing with. But this is basically just another precursor to the next invasion. Now, before we got invaded by Islam, there was a show that ran for 6 years on CBC called Little Mosque on the Prairie. And that was to propagandize how great Muslims are. And I only watched, I think, part of two of those episodes. And in each of those episodes, the Muslims were the intelligent group and the Canadians were the dumbasses, more or less. And this here is because our, whatever he is, immigration minister, McCollum, who's been a piss tank all his life, who came from the Toronto Dominion Bank, wants to bring in a huge number of Asians. So what do? You get a hold of CBC, who is our communist broadcasting corporation here, and you fire up a show about Asians so that everyone loves Asians. So they'll sponsor them in or not. We probably won't have to sponsor them in because they're buying up the west coast of Canada like it's going out of style, and they seem to have no problem spending multi-million dollars at a crack on a piece of property. Anyways, this is what this thing is about. But what Koreans aren't, as a rule, okay, and this is about law again. It's going to be about a law. Now, they're bringing in the Sharia, or not the Sharia, but the Islamics, in order to destroy what I've said had to be destroyed for a long, long time now, the Constitution of the United States and the King James Bible. Now, they've taken the Lord's Prayer out of I think they took the Lord's Prayer out of the legislature and the schools. It would have been either at the same time or they took the Lord's Prayer out just prior to launching Little House or Little Mosque on the Prairie. So it's there to fill that void. And this here is the Korean end of it. And they're promoting gays. They have a really weird where is what I'm looking for here? Okay, here's Kim Convenience. Now, this is a clip. It's a very short clip. And where's your cool Christian Korean boyfriends, says the mother to the daughter. There is no such thing as a cool Christian boy, or as a cool Christian Korean boy, says the daughter to the mother. What are you talking, says the mother. If they're cool and Christian, then they're not Korean. And if they're cool and Korean, they're not Christian. Well, what was our nations built on? These are supposedly Christian nations. So what do we got to get rid of again? The Constitution and the King James Bible. And what are we being flooded with? Muslims and Asians. Now, who built these damn countries? We did. This has got nothing to do with racism. I mean, I may end up doing work for a Korean store owner here who are really nice people. That's not the point. And I'm sure there's lots of really nice Muslims. Not the point. Okay, the point is, this is, call it whatever you want to call it, this is about taking down the West. Okay, this is spawned by the bankers and your Zionists and the rest of these clowns. Okay, this is not about racism. This is about the taking down of your nations. And they do it very slick. Because people sit in front of them damn television sets all the time. I mean, when we got churches, Christian churches, why I don't go to church, Christian churches sponsoring Islam into their communities, you got to go, excuse me? Excuse me. But people watch the shows on the TV set. And then the preacher's job is to convince them further. And they do that here, even in this little town. They'll have, they promote these things with dinners to taste, you know, try their food, come and meet some of the people. Aren't they lovely? Yada, 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 yada. The people in the West must be some of the most brain dead people on the planet. Have to be. Just keep on getting suckered over and over and over again. But this last line from this girl in this little clip, and I'm going to put this story in the chat as well. So this girl says, and if they're cool, Christian, and Korean, they are girls. Okay? Now again, I don't get what that's supposed to mean. If they're cool, Christian, and Korean, they're girls. But her statement prior to that, says, if they're cool and Korean, they're not Christian. So we got a little doublespeak going on here, which is expected. Most people just not get any of that. That's just the way it goes. But anyways, I'll throw this in here. And I don't remember exactly. There's a new show in, it's about a family or something that out of Orlando. I don't know if it says that in this story or not. Let me look real quick here. I don't see it here real quick. I've got time to look at this. South of the border, it says, Margaret Cho's sitcom, All-American Girl, lasted just one season 12 years ago, and it wasn't until 2015 when another show about Asian American life debuted on mainstream TV. Fresh Off the Boat, based on Eddie Huang's memoir about his Taiwanese family moving to Orlando, debuted on ABC in February 2015. Critically acclaimed, it's in its third season and starts on October the 11th. The one thing we're not seeing, other than murder shows, stupid comedy shows, and this and that, we're not seeing, I don't have a TV, so somebody can point it out if I'm wrong, but I don't know of any shows on TV that are geared to North American families, per se. European part of that. But if you, I'm going to put this in the chat. There's a little clip in here, which I was just discussing about Korean Christian stuff. You can hit the YouTube button, and there's go to YouTube, follow it over to YouTube, and there's a few other clips in there. And if you listen real carefully, you got to ask yourself some questions about what the hell is going on here. I know exactly what's going on because I know how this stuff operates. But we just keep getting suckered by it. So all the lefties will go, I don't know what, didn't you watch the show? They're all really nice people. They don't seem to get too much, the left. And I can't say the right gets a hell of a lot neither, because they were out there flogging Ron Paul. And none of these people represent you. And I've never heard a politician yet, you know, I'd like to represent you, vote for me. And then at the end, if he gets elected, say, well, unless we change something here, I can't represent you because I have to take an oath, not to you, but to the state or up here to Queen. So none of these politicians can represent you. And it's all legal, which means it's all dead fiction. So it's an impossibility for anybody elected to represent you, the people. It's an absolute impossibility. Can't be done. Now, I don't think Ron Paul is as stupid as some politicians. He has got to know the game. He's got to know that he's toting around a dead fiction in his pocket, that he's acting as the agent for that dead fiction. And he's got to know that's the opposite of law. Never said a word about it. And we're just going to have to wise up here a little bit. Now, I did see in the news today, Trudeau, which is our puppet up here, Trudeau elbows provinces out of the way on some issues. Now, what I saw on the newspaper this morning, not online, but on the newspaper, so it had to do with the carbon tax, that we're going to have a countrywide carbon tax, and it has got to be in place by 2018. And what it said on the headline, maybe it wasn't the Globe and Mail, it was a different newspaper, but you either get this thing in place by 2018, this carbon tax, or I will impose it. Wait a minute, who made you the king? And see, that's what people don't understand. And I said that way back in the 70s. You know, we have a dictatorship here. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Somebody gets, and we don't even vote. I don't know if you do it in the States or not, but we definitely don't do it here. We do not vote for the prime minister here. We vote for the party. We vote for a party member who is going to represent our neck of the woods. And whichever party gets the most seats, then the leader of that party becomes a prime minister. So nobody voted for the one sitting there as the prime minister. Nobody. And for all intents and purposes, he is the prime minister of the Queen Crown Corporation Company, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, his daddy did it as well. When we had the FLQ crisis back in, the late 60s, early 70s? Over in Quebec, and somebody kidnapped some politician or something, and, you know, it wasn't that big of a thing, really. Pierre Trudeau said that he was going to bring in martial law. And he's going to bring the army in. And they said, well, I don't know, you can do that. And his answer was, just watch me. And he did it. And now his son is saying, either you have your carbon tax in place, provinces, by 2018, or I will impose it. That, my friends, is a dictatorship. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's not even a representative dictatorship because none of us voted for him. Or any other politician, because we always act as agents for the dead fiction called a person. So it's a total and complete scam. And down in the States, what have we got in the States? We have executive order. And what does executive order do? It exalts one to king status or dictator. Doesn't matter what the Congress does. Doesn't matter what the legislature does. The President of the United States has veto and also has the power of executive order. And therefore, you also live in a dictatorship. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. And this has to change. And it's a legal dictatorship, which means it's an unlawful dictatorship because they deal in legal. They do not represent. They do not even acknowledge. The legal system does not acknowledge the living man or woman. Doesn't deal with them. They only deal in the dead legal fiction. You, not knowing it, are the agent for that fiction. And it's really sad, but more people get in this every day. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. And I got some sad news tonight as well. Because he's been a huge help to me. He really has. He can get a little gruff with people sometimes, but the fact of the matter is he's done some extraordinarily good work for me. And he's in the bucket today. So Duck/Chris is in the bucket. So he gets out Thursday morning. So maybe Thursday night on the show, we can see maybe, you know, how'd it go? What'd you have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Did you get to watch Oprah or the hockey game or whatever? I ain't been in a bucket for a very, 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 very long time. So I'd be interested to see how that thing operates now. So maybe on Thursday night I'll get a hold of him and, we can, you know, maybe he's got a, you know, jailhouse blues song or something for us. I don't know. Now I'm going to look up and see if I can find this real quick. I hope I can. And also, I got a call. I got a call from Faye. Out in Calgary, and she sent me some emails. I get a lot of emails from them out west. And again, these are ladies again, folks. It's ladies again, busting their tails out there, shaking the bushes, rocking the boat. I'd seen the emails go by. I didn't really get a chance to look at them too deeply, but there's a gentleman out there. I guess he's a professor in Lethbridge where the hell was I? I'm trying to read and talk at the same time. Oh, yes. There's a professor out in Lethbridge, Alberta, who is, I guess, attempting to tell the truth to the students. And I guess he's a little down on fluoride, and I guess he's a little down on the vaccines, a little down on the history that was taught to the students, and apparently they're coming down on him like a ton of bricks out there, and they're trying to nail him with hate speech charges or something. So she said she was going to email me his contact information, so hopefully we can get him on the show. And this has got to happen. It's got to happen. We have got to stand up with these people who are making an attempt, at least, to start to get some reality into these students' heads. I don't think he's doing it. And see, that goes back to cowardice. You know, a lot of the teachers know what they're teaching is absolute bunk. A lot of teachers absolutely disagree with what they're being told to teach or being forced to teach. But then for them to do otherwise is to bite the hand that feeds them. And that's cowardice. That's weak mind, weak spine thing. And we gotta somehow encourage these people that it's okay. It's okay to stand up, right? It's necessary for you to stand up. I would hate to spend my whole life in a career where I would be there just for the paycheck and hopefully a pension at the end of it, knowing damn well that what I'm teaching is not right. I don't know how anybody could do that, but it happens all day, every day, everywhere. And we have got to change that around. Then we can get back to law. Then we can take all these legal beagles and all these politicians and, well, maybe, I don't know, take them down to the grade six class and give them the strap, maybe. Just to kind of maybe give them a detention or something. Or something like that. Well, we got to get back to law. Now, if you're up in my neck of the woods let's see, when is this going to take place? Oh, it's taking place right now. I didn't know about it. Let's see. It takes place October 3rd to 7th, and today is the 4th. So you got till the 7th to come up and, check it out. The province of Ontario, along with the municipalities of Kincardine and Saugeen Shores, the county of Bruce and Bruce Power, will be holding a full-scale nuclear emergency exercise from October the 3rd to 7th. The exercise, called Huron Resolve, will stimulate an emergency that requires coordination between a wide range of organizations. The goal of the exercise is to test emergency protocols and procedures with all the participating government agencies and organizations. The focus will be on the Provincial Nuclear Emergency Response Plan. The last nuclear exercise was held in October of 2012. Area residents should expect to see an increase in emergency vehicles and response personnel in the area as the exercise gets underway. The Municipality of Kincardine will use the Davidson Center as an evacuation and reception center on October the 6th. The Canadian Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and the St. John Ambulance will also be taking part in this emergency response plan. Now, we're far enough along. I don't know if we're going to see any blue helmets around here or not, but we all know that the Canadian Red Cross, Salvation Army, St. John Ambulance, these are all hooked up with the United Nations, as are our municipalities implementing their agendas. It's really funny, too, because it's not funny at all, really, actually. After 9/11, our nuclear plant up here, which I believe is the largest single nuclear site on the planet, the It was sold off to British Power in a public-private partnership, and then after British Power went down, then it became Bruce Power, and so we don't have really control of it. What they did was they worked out one of these great leases where we give them all the money to repair it, and they get to run it into the ground. And when they're done with it, they have no obligation whatsoever for the cleanup or the shutdown of the plant. That goes on the backs of the people. So private investors got a lease on the plant, of which we used to run, used to own, and they're going to take all the cash out of it. And when it's done, we get to spend the untold billions to close it up. So, but anyways, just before we get off air here, right after 9/11, the nuclear plant used to be pretty open. Now, after 9/11, we have machine gun toting security up there. And it's like the guys that work there, I don't know why these guys didn't walk out of there. But they started that scare after 9/11, you know, what if somebody bombs a nuclear plant and so on and so forth. And I hope they don't do this week because my wife's sister's coming up from Kitchener for Thanksgiving dinner, and we haven't seen her for quite a while. So that's on the 9th. So I hope this is just a exercise. I hope they're not planting planes in the building having kerosene melt all the steel. That would really suck. So if you're looking for something to look at, till the 7th, we'll be having emergency response teams booting around here. What's the Red Cross going to do, or the Salvation Army, or the St. John's Ambulance, if the largest nuclear plant on the planet goes to hell? This is all about, well, it's all about this thing they call government, this sick chicanery that goes on day in and day out on our lands and keeps us deceived all the time. So, anyways, that about runs out this hour. We're going to be back here Thursday. We're going to see if we can get a hold of Chris. He would have for lunch and breakfast and all that good stuff. And then I'm going to try and track down this professor in Lethbridge, hopefully, and get him on Sunday, because I really want teachers, professors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, and so on and so forth on the show. If we got some of them starting to speak out, hot damn, we got to back them up and let's go shut this thing down and get back to law. Anyways, everybody have a fantastic evening. I hope you get a kick. I really got a kick out of that video with the fake cell phone. And when he shows it to the cop, just goes, fuck your law. And absolutely right, because their law is not law. And so that little thing on that fake cell phone said it very, very well. Fuck your law, because your law is legal and it has nothing whatsoever to do with law. It's a fraud. You, in the car, with the lights on, are lobbying. Anyways, everybody have a great evening. We're out of here, and we're back to the next same place, same time.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people that's in line. Lower class and social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they master cold rain. They burn the kids, no one thinks gun. Trees, blind to your face.
Truth on the Tracks, you can catch me.